So how does this evolution appear on radar? I take a typical low shear but high cape pulse thunderstorm and stretch a cross section through the storm's evolution. Reflectivity appears on top and ZDR appears in the bottom. The first elevated echo begins to develop around the minus 10 degrees Celsius level, but it's not strong, only about 20 dBc. Some of the echo higher up is associated with an anvil from an adjacent storm. Since the lower echo rapidly formed, it's likely from developing snowflakes and raindrops within a strong updraft. So we'll mark this as time zero. At time equals 5 minutes, the reflectivity core dramatically increases to 50 dBc near minus 10 degrees Celsius. And remember, that's the environmental temperature. The ZDR shows high values at this level, strongly suggesting that much of this reflectivity is made of liquid water. And again, remember that the temperature levels inside the updraft are probably much warmer, in fact, probably close to melting. You can see the sudden drop in ZDR at higher levels with still high reflectivity, suggesting that the hydrometeors are liquid drops and that they're freezing and forming graupel cores, so to speak. Other snowflakes are probably experiencing strong riming and also creating cores in which are turning into graupel. The stage is set for new snowflakes to form and then collide with the graupel, and the charging process begins. At time equals 10 minutes, the 40 plus dBc core is rising in the updraft and descending with the developing downdraft at lower levels. The ZDR column reaches its highest level within the updraft pulse, but notice that it's displaced a little bit off to the side of the descending core. At time equals 15 minutes, the 40 plus dBc reflectivity core continues to extend up and down. But note that the lowering of the ZDR column reflects that the hydrometeors are experiencing significant freezing above the melting level. At time equals 20 minutes, the 40 plus dBc reflectivity core reaches the ground with a likely downburst and outflow. It's also reaching the highest level as the storm is now fully mature. So this mature phase of the storm may last another several minutes with simultaneous updraft in upper levels and downdraft below the melting level. Notice that the low ZDR core has almost reached the lowest scan. So that means some of that graupel has turned to hail and is probably hitting the ground. After time equals 25 minutes, the storm is dissipating and the reflectivity core is raining out. So now that we got the basic evolution out of the way, next we'll go ahead and take a look at where first lightning is most likely in this storm.